11 days in the wake up.
11 days, baby.
And all we gotta do is survive or not.
In the summer of 2008, just 12 days before the end of a 15-month deployment, a small group of American soldiers in the remote mountains of eastern Afghanistan came under attack from a large group of Taliban fighters. 49 American soldiers assigned to the small combat outpost in the town of Wanat were confronted by a well-organized assault by more than 120 Taliban. The attack did not come as a surprise. Retired Army Master Sergeant David Zwick was the senior enlisted soldier at the American outpost. He says a large Taliban force had been observed just a few miles to the north of Wanat.
That large number that is known to be there didn't just disappear when they were a couple miles away from Wanat. So it is known there is a sizable, well-supplied force in the area.
Despite that intelligence, the platoon had been ordered to dig in. First Lieutenant Jonathan Brostrom, a 2006 graduate of the University of Hawaii at Manoa, was charged with leading the mission. When the Taliban attack began, Lieutenant Brostrom and his soldiers quickly found themselves in a fight for their lives. They were attacked from multiple sides. The enemy had the high ground. The small American base was located at the bottom of a steep river valley. Sergeant Zwick describes the challenge.
They would always know where we were at and could plan on where we would be, and it was very difficult to counteract that.
Using the terrain to their advantage, the Taliban were able to advance within 100 yards of the base perimeter, too close to safely use air support. They were closing in on a lightly manned observation post just above the base. Lieutenant Brostrom quickly gathered a few reinforcements and led a charge through the approaching enemy forces. He was killed in action shortly after reaching his men.
ABC News has obtained never-before-seen video of a ferocious battle that took place near the capital of Kabul, as seen by the Taliban. It shows an enemy well-trained, organized, and prepared. Here's our senior foreign correspondent.
That battle is the focus for about 30 students at the University of Hawaii. They are cadets in the school's Army ROTC program, sitting in the same seats where Jonathan Brostrom sat just a few months before he deployed to Afghanistan. The Army has painstakingly recreated the battle at Wanat, complete with an interactive 3D digital map of the area. Cadets can see exactly what the Americans on the ground and the Taliban saw. Veterans of the battle, like Sergeant Zwick, call in via Skype to share their experience. The cadets discuss tactical decisions and see how they played out. The program is presented to Army units all over the world, but cadets at the University of Hawaii get something that no other unit in the Army does, Jonathan Brostrom's father.
The war was really getting bad at that time. He was commissioned right when Iraq was just going south. We were losing. Little did I know that things were going south in Afghanistan.
David Brostrom is a retired Army colonel and a Vietnam veteran who lives in Hawaii. He received a call from his son in Afghanistan after one of his son's soldiers was killed in an earlier incident.
He would call home about once a week, about 3 a.m. in the morning. We always knew who it was, and my wife would answer, and he goes, "Hey, Mom, everything's going fine. Tell Dad everything's fine." Sometimes he'd talk to me, sometimes he wouldn't. On this particular occasion, my wife said, "Hey, he wants to talk to you," and I said, "Something's wrong." And then he said, "Dad, I just lost my platoon sergeant. He was shot and killed today. Well, I don't know what to do." And I wanted to tell him, "Hell, I don't know what to do either. I mean, I've never been in that situation." You know, I had to think about it, and I said, "Well, it sounds like you're in a pretty precarious position," because he told me the platoon sergeant's body had been there a couple days because they couldn't get in to evacuate the body because of weather. And I said, you know, you got to do your grieving away from your soldiers and show them that you can continue the mission and not be a jumble of nerves. Because if you come out as weak, more soldiers will sense that, and they could be killed. And then you'll have morale problems. So you got to be strong.
But the call left David Brostrom deeply unsettled. He began looking into the situation and didn't like what he found.
You know, after the phone call, man, I was very worried about him. Something was not going right. And my son didn't know any better. He didn't have the experience. He was just doing what he was told, trying to survive and leading the soldiers. But, you know, I was looking at it at more of an operational, strategic level, and I said, "Boy, this is really bad. Something else must be bad for them to put these soldiers in this position."
After his son died, Colonel Brostrom made it his mission to find out what happened at Wannat and help future officers at the University of Hawaii learn from it.
You just have to capture the lessons learned so it doesn't happen again. My instinct says there's a lot to learn here. We don't want to forget the mistakes we made. But the most important thing are the decisions that the chain of command made. The decisions they made at the time, they thought were probably the right decisions. But when you look at it today, there are a lot of mistakes. So hopefully these young men and women will take that to heart and learn something so they don't make the same mistakes if they ever get put in that situation. And if for some small part Jonathan can become a hero to these young men and women or an example, then I try to make that a reality.
Responsibility for preparing these college students to become military leaders falls to Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Gregory, the commander of the university's ROTC program. Before the training began, he told the cadets that if the experience didn't make them emotional, they were in the wrong business.
We saw and we learned today about First Lieutenant Jonathan Brostrom's actions in Battle of Wannat. And as future leaders, if they can't see that connection that he had with his soldiers and the concern and the care and how he was willing to put his life at risk for theirs, if they can't see that and if it doesn't resonate with them instantly to the core of their being, then this is absolutely the wrong profession, because at some point they may be put in John Brostrom's position in the same life or death choice.
For Gregory, this type of training is invaluable in helping him prepare the cadets to become officers.
The Battle of Wannat takes all of the lessons that we have taught over the 4 years of education and distills it down into one discrete event. Today we talked about leadership, we talked about loyalty, we talked about discipline. Today makes it real. Today takes all of these classroom lessons and says, now here's a young leader who was formerly one of you, whose picture you walk by every single day on our Hall of Honor, and here's how he took all of the lessons that you have learned and applied it to his soldiers and applied it to an absolutely horrible situation. And here's how he continued to fight for his men. It just takes everything over 4 years, brings it all together into one moment, one time, to show what it means to be an officer and what it means to be a leader.
Maria Garrett is one of those cadets who will graduate this year. For her, the training hit close to home. Before enrolling at UH, she served in the unit that had been attacked at Wannat.
It's a very humbling experience. One, to have been honored to have the presence of a Gold Star father, the father of Lieutenant Brostrom, there to input and give us perspective, as well as thinking of how we apply all the things we've learned through our time in ROTC, critically thinking, okay, if I was in this situation, how would I react? Using those skills to do that. Also, I served in the same unit as Lieutenant Brostrom, so just feeling very proud of that legacy from UH Army ROTC and also 173rd.
As Maria and her classmates receive their diplomas, they will also assume the responsibility of leading the men and women who are still in Afghanistan, fighting the nation's longest war. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.